All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Shazam. We had already reviewed this, had gotten positive scores for a DC movie, even especially from Big Mike. You can consider this a spoiler cast for Shazam. The movie starts off with a family driving. A boy is hearing voices transported to another world where Diamond Hansu's character is asking to test him, his worthiness. He fails. He's transported back to his family. His family gets into a car accident. And it turns out that that boy was actually Mark Strong's character, which you will find out later in the movie. Then it jumps to a younger Zachary Levi character, Billy Batson. And he loses his mother at a carnival. And then he is put into foster homes. He's maladjusted from that point on, and then he finds a family that will take him in. So Billy Batson is with his new family, a melting pot family. He goes to school, he gets picked on. Also, one of, I guess, his foster sisters gets picked on as well. At this point, he's a teenager, maybe 15, 16, somewhere around there. He also gets that same treatment about Diamond Hansu's character, are you worthy? It turns out that he is actually worthy for the powers of Shazam. More or less, a lot of the powers that Superman would have. Super strength, speed. And it turns into a movie that shows up on my top 100, which is the movie Big. And that is probably the best comparison to this movie. So if you have not seen it, Big was a movie that had Tom Hanks in it. That he goes to a Zoltar machine. If you've seen those around, it's kind of a running joke. But the Zoltar machine is like a fortune-telling machine. It grants a wish, and he wanted to be older. So it turns out that he becomes an older man. So he goes from a preteen teenager to being maybe like a 25, 30-year-old. The whole thing is that he's living the life of an adult with the mindset of a child. It has some parallels with this movie. Because again, Billy Batson is a child, but he's an adult superhero. Just with the premise alone, I found it kind of interesting. And then also, Mark Strong, who has also been a villain, or at least in another DC movie, it's good to see him get another go around. He's a great actor. Green Lantern always comes up during the podcast, but he's probably the best thing about Green Lantern. Whole big premise is a great approach to this movie. And also the heart portion of it, where it's him still looking for his mother. He still wants to be loved, even though he has a new family, but he's still eventually looking for his mom. So having said all that, I'm going to give this movie an 8.5. During the original podcast, Big Mike said this movie is better than Aquaman. And I will have to say, yes, this movie is better than Aquaman. I believe I gave Aquaman 7. So, a point and a half higher. New approach for DC movies. It blends the comedy, the heart, and the action well, which is a stark contrast from what you got from The Dark Knight or anything from the Snyderverse, Man of Steel, and Batman v Superman, that everything's just kind of sad and dull, and they took the realistic approach way too much. With this, and it being more or less a lighthearted comedy movie about a superhero, is the right approach. So something like The Greatest American Hero is another parallel to this. Again, 8.5, that's the Beast Game Podcast.